Good morning. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Friday, the 25th of October, 2024. We're a little over a week and a half away from the election. Things are heating up all over the world. Yesterday, at the BRICS gathering in Russia, there is the, at the end, on the last day, they're discussing the call for a Palestinian statehood. This matter of a Palestinian or Arab state, there is no Palestinians, no such thing. They're all Arab states, Arab people from Jordan, mainly from Jordan and Egypt, but they're calling for a Palestinian state once again. This is not going to die. They want to make East Jerusalem the capital of the Palestinian state. Jerusalem is going to be, right now, Israel, in a sense, as a whole, is a problem for the nations of the world, because they see that their view is Israel is committing genocide on the people in the Gaza Strip, which is not the case. It is terrorists within the Gaza area, terrorists in Lebanon, Syria, in Yemen, within the West Bank. They are relentless. They won't, you know, there's no such thing as a ceasefire. These terrorist groups do not want ceasefire. They want the elimination of Israel. They want the land. They want to eliminate the Jewish people, Jewish heritage. But East Jerusalem and Jerusalem is going to be the real battle zone in the future. And I don't mean 3-4 decades. I mean it's already begun. Because Jerusalem is going to be a cup of trembling, according to the book of, according to Zechariah in the book of Zechariah. And it's going to be the fight for Jerusalem. All of the coming Antichrist world order is going to demand Jerusalem be the center, the capital of the coming occult world order. Arabs, or the not the Arabs, Islam is demanding that Jerusalem be their center, their new Mecca. So Jerusalem is going to continue to be in the news, the center of the coming conflict in the years to come. Representatives of the BRICS group, they support a Palestinian admission as full member to the UN. They want a two-state solution under international law. The declaration wasn't on the final day of the meeting. It was on the first day. They are calling for a joint statement for an independent and viable state of Palestine under the internationally recognized borders of June 1967. East Jerusalem as the capital, living side by side in peace and security with Israel. There will be no such thing. These people will not live peacefully with Israel. with the their rhetoric that Israel is committing genocide. It is not committing genocide, but Israel has made it very clear. Benjamin Netanyahu has stated that the terrorist groups that continue to keep the Arab people hostage in Gaza, that hide among the citizens of Gaza in their buildings, in their homes, in the refugee camps, Israel is being forced to strike these areas. There have been civilian casualties. It's not genocide. Israel has to remove these terrorists in Gaza and also in Lebanon. Once again, the international dialogue is that Israel is continuing to expand into the territory, into the region, with the objective of taking over these areas. Well, they're going to take over Jordan, because Israel is going to do what is necessary to free itself from terrorist threat in the region and within. And it's happening. This Gaza war is about completed, except for cleaning up. Israel is now going to begin to target the West Bank. There's some activity, hostile activity coming out of the West Bank presently. Israel will deal with that threat also. And I'm trying to think of the head of the Palestinian state, Abbas. This individual, he's going to be a target. Mahmoud Abbas is eventually going to be a target. You better take cover. Present Truth with Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, folks. This is Pastor Bruce Miller with the Foothills Baptist Church family. Join us Sunday afternoons from 3 to 4 for the Foothills Baptist Gospel Hour. That's Sunday afternoons, 3 to 4, here on 1360 AM.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural weight to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
Voting for judges is extremely important to all Coloradans.
Visit knowyourjudge.com
and get the simple, impartial, nonpartisan facts.
Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Office of Judicial Performance Evaluation.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
I've been covering this, the BRICS gathering in Russia. I've been covering it because it's vital that the American people understand what is happening. They are putting together, they are presently they have their own payment system. It is not America's SWIFT network of banks digitally talking to one another, communicating. They're creating their own international payment system, and it's a platform that is using Western infrastructure, but they are a system completely separate and not controllable. They're not able to be controlled by the Western banking, I guess I'll put it this way, the Klaus Schwab system. It won't be controlled by that system. It will be digital. They will have backing, probably with gold, silver, metals. And the sanctions against Russia over 2 years ago has forced these Russia and these nations to look for different avenues to trade in spite of all the restrictions and sanctions of the U.S. toward Russia and the other nations that are being threatened. The nations that are working with Russia are being threatened by America. We will sanction them also. We'll sanction India, China, South Africa, any nation, the European nations. But there's what they call a cross-border payment infrastructure. It's going to be based on new technology. I don't know if it's going to be crypto, but it's going to be faster. It's going to be cheaper. And the foreign trade transactions are going to be free from, they use the term external forces, or interference, meaning the West. There is an individual by the name of Sulianov. Who was he? He was the Russian finance minister. Quote, "Our task is to create our own independent system, given the largely political decisions of the West. BRICS is beyond politics, beyond any pressures and restrictions. Its aim is to stimulate the economic growth and boost the income of our citizens. The new system will now use national currencies and digital currencies." It's very sophisticated. Then at the time that Russia was forced to move troops into Ukraine, Klaus Schwab unfriended Russia and excluded Russia from the SWIFT international payment system. And this was one of the major sanctions imposed on Moscow, supposed to hinder Russia's economy, which it did. It did to a degree. Another tool that the United States has used is coercing the European nations to seize Russian assets. American assets or Russian assets in America have been seized. But in spite of all that, the ruble has become stronger. Russia has been able to continue to increase its industrial output. well, especially with the war, the industry manufacturing weapons for war. And so Putin had mentioned, this had been kind of in the works for a couple of years, that these member countries are developing a separate payment system, a whole new different settlement framework that's being used for trade within the blocks, within the groups. This is a concern to this country. It's a concern to the Western nations. Big concern, because no matter what sanctions they placed on Russia in Europe, in this country, in the other Four Eyes nations, still Russia has plenty of support. North Korea now, China, absolutely, India, the nations of the old Soviet bloc, Iran, Turkey. And this new system will be digital. There will be cashless, a mechanism for cashless trade, using only debit, credit, digital, crypto. They're using some kind of they're planning to use a certain main system, XRP. And it's a crypto. I'm trying to remember where it's based. Saudi Arabia. XRP. But it seems to be, this will be one of the crypto systems that will be used by these nations. China, I think, has its own. This is a deep concern to the United States, because the luxury we had at one time sanctioning nations economically, that we no longer have that system that has been used is no longer as effective, because these other nations have found a way to steer away from American treasuries and dollars. And what the world is witnessing presently, many of the countries of the countries of the world, these nations, they collectively finally realize there is a way and another method, which is the BRIC systems, to, once they're tied into the BRICS trade, mechanism, that whole currency trade protection network, they're more comfortable with these other nations, knowing that they cannot be they could still be sanctioned by the United States, but they'll still be able to develop economically, to emerge as they need to, economically, emerging, what do they call it, what's the term? Emerging nations. India, over the last 30 years, has just gone off the charts. Over the last 50 years, China, off the charts economically. So anyhow, we talk about a digital, completely cashless society in the United States. Their system will not be totally cashless. Yes, they're going to use crypto. They're going to have metals backing their trade, their currencies. They're not going to have fiat currencies. they can use XRP, or they can use Bitcoin, or they can use cashless systems, whatever. This is all in development, but they're developing very quickly. They're developing, and they are actively, you might say they are pursuing this new way in which to trade between the countries as quickly as possible, because they realize the United States is also working and trying to perfect its cashless system. The United States, Canada, it'll be used in the Western European nations. And these multipolar world countries have to work this out at light speed, because the United States is trying to perfect the coming system at light speed. So the two, if the United States can take the advantage and interrupt and even maybe they can't halt what's happening, but impede the process of this system in the multipolar world countries, it'd be a great advantage to the United States, because our sanctions will still be cause them grief. It's very fascinating, because I see this from the point of the Bible. There's going to be in the Bible, in the final decade, we're in the final decade. We're already in. We're 2 years into the final decade before Christ returns. This is why the push and the wars that are taking place. These wars aren't just going to be in the Middle East, in Ukraine, some hot spots in Africa. No. You have two major economic systems that are going to be in conflict. The unipolar economic system of the West, led by the United States. The multipolar world nations, presently being led by Vladimir Putin and Russia, in conjunction with the other four major economies, India, China, South Africa, Brazil. Next summer, about this time, Russia will no longer, their armies will be destroyed by the end of next summer. Russia will no longer be a major world power. China, the United States will be the two main world powers. China will take the lead to unify most of a great majority of the Asian sisters. China, Taiwan is their first target. After Taiwan, the second target, I believe, will be Seoul, South Korea, or South Korea. Japan, definitely a target. If this administration to come forces Japan out to be out in the cold, Japan most likely join with China. We'll see. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. The Present Truth Program. 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
If you're like me, 60 and retired, making ends meet, especially here at the supermarket and drugstore, is tough. I'm so blessed to have found BenefitsCheckup.org. It's a free and confidential website from the National Council on Aging that connected me to $1,200 a year in programs that help pay for food, medicine, utilities, and more. Maybe it can help you. BenefitsCheckup.org.
Join me for the Alex Jones Show Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. here on AM 1360 and 1 to 3 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Let's make America healthy again.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. KHNC has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the KHNC endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Click on the big blue button at 1360KHNC.com. It could change your life.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of The Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Hi, this is Rod with PCs and Parts in Loveland, Colorado. We are your go-to place for computer parts and repair. We have been in business for over 19 years and love fixing computers. Come by and see us at 265 East 29th Street, number H, or visit us at PCsandParts.com. Or you can call us at 970-203-0696. That's PCsandParts.com or call us at 970-203-0696.
During the week from 11 to 1, the Present Truth program, both hours archived, podcast section on 1360KHNC.com. Weeknights, 6 to 7, the first hour airs on AM radio 1360, Johnstown, Colorado. And on the American Freedoms, on the America's Freedom Network, .com. The first hour also is archived on the podcast section. I know that I've covered this matter of the BRICS gatherings for the last couple of years, and especially here in this last week, because Russia and these multipolar world countries, they are in a battle, or they are in a, they have a window of opportunity. And in this window that they have, they must put together, for the sake of the nations of the world, the peoples of the world, they must put together this alternative system, economic system, to what the Klaus Schwab system of the West is. Klaus Schwab had, starting in 1971, to the present, they have been working and putting together and bringing, using these non-governmental agencies, which are governmental NGOs, organizations. They're not free from government oversight and control. These NGOs are actually government organizations. Non-government government organizations is what they are. That's just the truth. And all these NGOs working with Klaus Schwab were working with the United States government. They're tied into the United States government. And they've been working from the 70s to the present, working on a system, a way in which to use a system, a draconian system, evil beyond imagination. People must use that system to buy and sell. It's a system where, as they've already stated, you're going to own nothing. Now, the concept, if you, one thing about the baby boom generation children, and maybe their children, but not beyond that. In the book of Genesis, at the time of the great 14-year period in Egypt, where there'd be 7 years of extreme plenty, their growth, their harvest seasons would be like the earth had never seen before. But then you'd have a 7 year period of drought and hardship where you wouldn't, there'd be no harvests. And during that second half of that 14-year period, eventually Egypt, through Pharaoh and using Joseph, who gave the interpretation of a dream that Pharaoh had about 7 years of plenty, 7 years of shortage. Joseph interpreted a dream for Pharaoh. Joseph was put in charge of building the system to bring in the great harvest and keep it for the time of famine. But during that time, eventually the Egyptians had to sell their land, their cattle, their goods. They sold everything. And they told Pharaoh, you can have everything we have, but just give us enough to live. We want to live. The principle is what Schwab and these globalists, this is their principle. The people, we will give up everything for food. And eventually, in this system, you will actually be forced to give up your soul. Remember, to worship the beast means that you forfeit your eternal soul. And you can't buy and sell without forfeiting your eternal soul. So these globalists, they pattern things after the Bible. This is why they hate the Bible. They don't want you to see and know what the Bible has to say about all things. But they want to use the Bible against mankind. So just like Pharaoh, the people of Egypt eventually became slaves to Pharaoh. This is exactly what this digital system in the United States of America will do to the people in the United States of America. But eventually, when they go to the total, all-out, non-currency system, then you cannot buy, you cannot sell without taking a mark, a number, or worshiping an image, and you forfeit. You're not going to be a slave. Your body's already, they pretty much own it. But now they're going to demand, that this coming beast is going to demand you sell and forfeit your eternal soul so that you can just eat and buy and trade. buy and sell. So, now with that concept, that should cause you some anxiety. You see why I am presenting this matter of what Vladimir Putin, China, Russia, China, and all these initial five BRICS nations are doing. Do they know? Do they know that this is in God's plan? Do they know? Did they have insight from the Holy Spirit that they have to do this because they're going to be the alternative to a coming Antichrist economic world system? I don't think they do. But they're doing what they understand. Vladimir Putin, he understands the magnitude of all that Klaus Schwab has done. I'm confident when I say that Putin has studied Schwab's economic, his economic strategy. He's studied the Rockefellers' way in which they can control everything. Putin is studied more than you can even imagine. I'll be back to continue in a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. America on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
Ready to take control of your health? This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. In just 90 days, transform your well-being with our curated health products designed to nourish your body from the inside out. Track your progress with our easy health tracker. Stay motivated with monthly coaching calls. Don't just dream of better health, achieve it. Visit 1360khnc.com. Click on the Natural Health button. Start your health journey today.
Hello, Church. Henry here from God's Feeding Station. 1 John 4:16 says, "So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him." That's who God is. His love for us is boundless. It is incomparable and incomprehensible. And it is demonstrated in the sacrifice on the cross by his Son for our sins. And Paul tells us in Romans 8, verses 38 and 39, nothing can separate us from that love. "For I am sure," Paul says, "that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord." Come explore this love with us at godsfeedingstation.org, a proud sponsor of Craig James and Just Informed Talk Radio.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
Are you a homeschool parent or student seeking an honest education free from the monopolistic constraints of a government-run education system? Standards Plus History Academy, www.sphistory.com, is designed for homeschool families or even young adults seeking a deeper education, offering self-guided world history, U.S. history, U.S. government, JFK assassination curricula, and instructor-led online classes. That's www.sphistory.com or 931-494-0070.
So I do believe that by studying Klaus Schwab's economic plan, I do believe that Vladimir Putin, even before he became president of Russia, See, this has been happening since 1971. Putin has been basically at one time in the Russian intelligence in Germany, right where Klaus lives. Putin understand, he knows exactly what happened in World War II with the Nazis. He understood the tie in between the Nazis in Germany and the United States government and the English. He understood it. He realized by being in Germany, he knew little tidbits here and there. Angela Merkel to Russian intelligence. He had access to all of Russian intelligence in Berlin pertaining to the United States of America, operatives in Berlin, the military in Berlin, what we did in Berlin during using Berlin as a center in Europe during the Vietnam War. He understood all of this. Angela Merkel, friends with Angela, Adolf Hitler's daughter, through Eva von Braun's sister, Greta. It documented. Putin, with this background, then going into the 80s with Reagan and the attempt of the Reagan administration to destroy Russia by devaluing their ruble. I'm trying to think of the gentleman's name that they used. Reagan used this individual. Leo Wanta. And Putin understood what Wanta had done. Then going into the 1990s with Bill Clinton and the Clinton administration, Putin has this background. And he can see the direction the United States is going. Even back in the 70s, talk about a cashless systems. In the 90s, Bill Clinton and their objectives to eventually protect the Nazi element, the Nazis from holdovers from World War II in the Ukraine. And Putin is very aware of the Nazi government within the United States government. He understood Bush's George Bush Sr. not even being born American. He's not Prescott Bush's son. George Bush Sr.'s father is George Bush Sr. He was born in Germany. I'm giving you these tidbits. Putin understands this whole plan. And this is why I know that God, maybe you would not understand what I'm saying, God put Vladimir Putin in. He is put in by God with this knowledge of America's century-long attack on Russia, beginning with the British in the Bolshevik Revolution. Putin knows all of this. He has a photographic memory. He understood all of this. He sees how this was all put together. The plans. He knows that he's not at war with the United States. He's at war with a family. The Rockefeller family. This is what the American people don't realize. America is not America. We are a nation that is ruled and owned and has been ruled and owned by a family. The Rockefeller family going back to 19, I'll just say, I always use the term, the year 1910, probably even before that. If they own New York City by 1889, their own words, then they own this country. Putin realizes that the big picture, yes, he's a patriot to his mother Russia. But at the same time, he realizes the plan of the Rockefeller family. World dominance, world ownership, world hegemony, total complete control of this blue oyster in space. Not just the oyster itself, but what surrounds the oyster in the heavens. This family, he understands and is very clear that he's at war and the world is at war with a family. You think the Queen of England and King Charles, Charlie, you think they're powerful? Forget it. These people, compared to empire and the family that has owned empire, this European family, these royalty, this king, it's a farce. They work together. Don't misunderstand me. They work together, but it is a family out of Amaruca, America, the land of the plumed serpent. Their objective has been to own the world, to own the blue oyster. Vladimir Putin and Donald Trump and other forces have ended that objective. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Denny and Jennifer McDaniels, a husband and wife team, are a great resource for all of your cartridge reloading needs. At Duck Creek Sporting Goods, you can find the best brass and bullets at the best prices. They offer current, discontinued, and hard-to-find brass, bullets, and die sets, plus much, much more. Check us out at DuckCreekSportingGoods.com for all of your cartridge reloading needs. DuckCreekSportingGoods.com.
The following is made possible by Dad.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling all over it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
Why do you have to be careful when it's raining cats and dogs? Because you might step in a poodle.
And kids that spend more time with their dads grow up to be smarter, more successful.
Can I tell you a cat joke? Just kidding.
And with any luck, funnier adults.
Why didn't the skeleton go to the dance? Because he didn't have any body to go with.
Dad jokes rule. So take a moment to make a moment and give your kid a laugh. It's as easy as going to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
That's really funny.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Tammy from Naturally Inspired Radio. When it comes to knowing about Medicare insurance for my audience, I connect them to Steve. Big changes are coming to Medicare in 2025, and you need to be prepared. Steve is Northern Colorado's most trusted Medicare expert and health plan specialist. I know that Steve will take care of you.
This is Steve. Don't navigate these changes alone. I'm here to make Medicare simple and work for you.
Call Steve Mallett today at 970-592-5673, 970-592-5673. Get the help you need today. You can always connect to Steve at naturallyinspiredradio.com/Medicare.
Not affiliated with or endorsed by the government or federal Medicare program. Call now to speak with a licensed insurance agent.
Okay, so podcast archive 1360khnc.com, both hours, podcast section to the Present Truth site. This hour, the first hour will play tonight, air again. Every hour during the week airs at 6 to 7 on 1360 AM radio here in Johnstown, Colorado. Christ said that there would be a time in the years before he comes where there would be a nation where there'd be a cashless society. That would be the direction of the whole world. But also, there would be a way for the nations of the world to, in a sense, survive the coming destruction of an individual that we in the Western world, in the Christian West, refer to as the Antichrist. The Bible also refers to this individual as a beast, because like a beast, there is no compassion for mankind. Animals in the in nature, in the forests, in the fields, their nature is to survive. They're beasts, like lions and tigers and bears, oh my. Their nature is to exist, to survive. There's no empathy, there's no compassion on mankind, there's no regard for human life, nature, the universe. The nature of a beast is to survive. That is the nature of this coming individual. The nature as an animal, as a beast, as something not human, other than human, is to survive, to exist. That is, these are the mysteries that God has put in the Bible. And to survive, there must be systems put in place using technology, sophisticated, unbelievable, unimaginable technology that is you can't. They're going to give life to some image in Jerusalem in the temple. There will be an image placed in that temple, and this image is going to represent this beast, and it's going to force everyone to worship it. It is like a I use the term, because of our modern movies, avatar. It's like an avatar. It's human, but it's not human. It's an avatar. So in other words, the person is, there's a person with a spirit, demonic, who knows what it's called, and just an avatar. I'll be back for hour two. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that